Pope Francis on Saturday updated rules on dealing with sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church, expanding their scope to include lay Catholic leaders and spelling out that both minors and adults can be victims. The Pope issued a landmark decree in 2019, making it obligatory for priests and members of religious orders to report any suspicions of abuse and holding bishops directly accountable for any abuse they commit themselves or cover up. Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi said on Saturday he had been disqualified from Parliament because he had been asking Prime Minister Narendra Modi tough questions about his relationship with Gautam Adani, founder of the Adani conglomerate. Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party responded, saying Gandhi had been punished under the law for a defamatory comment he made in 2019, and it had nothing to do with the Adani issue. The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he had been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda earlier announced Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina is a U.S. permanent resident. He was accompanied by a U.S. embassy official as he was moved from prison to the residence of the Qatari ambassador in Kigali late on Friday, this according to two senior Biden administration officials. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump holds his first rally of his 2024 presidential campaign. Iranian-backed fighters were on a